Hi everyone. Today I'm joined by Jason Weber, and we are going to talk a bit about some switching questions that we've been getting. Hi Jason, you want to take a minute here and introduce yourself?
Hi, Carly. My name is Jason Weber. I am the Vice President of Product here at Veracity Industrial Networks.
All right. And I'm Carly Snyder. I'm the Marketing Director as well for Veracity Industrial Networks. So, Jason, you know, as a network management software company, we field, you specifically field a lot of questions from customers and really anybody you're engaging with about switching. So I think today we wanted to dig a little bit deeper into what is known as critical infrastructure switches. So if you could take a bit of time here and just explain, you know, really what are they?
So a critical infrastructure switch is really a term that's been branded in order to talk about switches that have very stringent build requirements around them. They have to have an absolutely known and solid bill of materials, software bill of materials. You need to know where the components come from. It has temperature ranges appropriate for all sorts of places within the infrastructure. It has to be ISO 9000 whatever certified for the build process. Typically, they're made in America. We're an American company, but they need to be from known origins, as well as to make sure that there's nothing there that could cause problems at a later date, we'll just say.
Okay. Yeah, so that's interesting. So why exactly would something like that be important? Like, why really does somebody need to care about that kind of stuff?
Well, one of the things that I've learned in my time in cybersecurity is that hackers, or whoever you want to call it, people who are trying to do harm, are several things. They're patient, they're smart, they're tenacious. And let's just sort of pick apart the SolarWinds attack that occurred. So SolarWinds is a cybersecurity software, or network management software, really, that is used by a lot of other companies. And the way it was breached is somebody got into the code, they made changes to the code, and then they left them there. That code sat, and they waited months until it was deployed at a bunch of other customers. Once it was deployed and out there, it was then activated, and there were breaches at a bunch of customers. So it really shone the light on looking at the software bill of materials, is what it was called, of what's in there. And having a switch that is made from known sources, that has known origins, that is very, very tightly monitored, that's been dubbed a critical infrastructure switch, is really important, because you want to minimize the chance of any of those surprises happening. Cyber breaches happen when you least expect it. They come from any direction. Like I said, they are very smart, these people who are attacking. They will put something in there. They will find a breach no matter how obscure it is and get it in there. So having a switch that is not only known in origin, but also built to standards for lasting long periods of time. So we have seen switches out in the wild that are meant for consumer use, that are meant for home use out in industrial locations. They don't last. Sometimes they do, but it's only because they're lucky. You want a switch that's going to be durable enough to handle the types of rigors that it's put through. And so all of these factors come together to become what we refer to as a critical infrastructure switch. And that's, I believe, why it's important as you're looking at designing your next generation network or upgrading or whatever it may be, you really take a careful look at the equipment that you're using and putting in there. Switches, in some cases, are an afterthought, and we really don't think they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're going through the process to make sure you have the most secure network and, you know, protect your infrastructure, it seems like, you know, taking this extra step is something you really may want to consider.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do get a lot of questions about switching, and this is a very common one.
Nice. Well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to explain that to everyone. And, you know, if people have other questions, where can they find some information?
Well, the easiest place and the hub of information for us is at www.veracity.io. There's a lot of articles up there. We also have a YouTube channel that's got more information, but going to veracity.io is the best place to start.
All right, great. Well, thanks, Jason, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, Carly.